Daphne Horn of Atchison, Kansas, and I'm going to notice the text that we have been dwelling upon now on several occasions. You would find it in the 32nd chapter of the prophecy of Isaiah, and reading at verse 17, which says, "And the work of righteousness shall be peace, and the effect of righteousness quietness and assurance forever." Oh, what precious words those are. Now, have we made clear to all our hearers what we believe is suggested in the text, especially the first part of it, when we read, "The work of righteousness shall be peace"? We believe this to be the cross work of our Lord Jesus Christ. Yes, thank God for the work that He wrought, a work in which no one possibly could have had a share. He was left alone. Why, take for instance, if you were to turn to the Epistle of Paul to the Hebrews, chapter 1, and you read there, the first three or four verses that we read, "When He had by Himself purged our sins, sat down on the right hand of the Majesty on high." This is a work that was accomplished by the Lord Jesus alone, and let me state, it was a work that was accomplished in righteousness, and to all who come as sinners should, they obtain peace with Him through our Lord Jesus Christ. Peace on the basis of what He has Himself accomplished for us. And then He goes on further to say what we're going to tell you about in some of the broadcasts that shall follow, where we read about the effect of righteousness and quietness and assurance forever. Yes, friends, we have the work, and then we have the effect of that glorious work. Now, perhaps it would be necessary to point out to my hearers that the common thought, that that's uppermost in the minds of human beings in regards to the approach to God, or the thoughts of obtaining a place in heaven, men and women, and even young folks, naturally think that a place in glory is obtained by human merit, is obtained by works. No, friends, that's decidedly wrong. We're glad to tell you that the work of righteousness is peace, and that was accomplished by the Savior Himself. Now, I'm going to stress a passage that's found in the Epistle of Paul to the Romans, and I'll tell you why I'm suggesting this at this moment. It's because of the fact that man has a wrong thought in his mind as to the approach of the God of heaven. And the greatest nation that ever lived upon the face of the earth, God's own earthly people, namely the Jews, they missed the salvation of God because they would not come in the God-appointed, in the God-provided way. They sought to obtain the righteousness of God in their own way. Now shall I read you the passage, and should you be amongst that group, where we would have to tell you in all faithfulness to God, to His Word, and to you, that to all our righteousnesses, that means our good works, the best we can do, are as filthy rags. Now we're going to see why Israel failed. This you'd find in the 9th chapter of the Epistle of Paul to the Romans, and verse 31, where it says, "But Israel, which followed after the law of righteousness, hath not attained to the law of righteousness. Wherefore," and it says Paul in verse 32, or why? Then he tells us. Now, we aren't left to reason it out for ourselves. We aren't left just to supply an answer that we think might suit the case, but the answer is given by God Himself through His servant Paul, and this is why they missed it. Because they sought it not by faith, but as it were, by the works of the law, for they stumbled at that stumbling stone, as it is written, "Behold, I lay in Zion a stumbling stone, a rock of offense. Whosoever believeth in Him shall not be ashamed." Now we have suggested, clearly set forth in these few verses, why Israel failed, why Israel did not obtain the righteousness of God. Or to someone, now why did they not obtain it? I'll tell you why. Because they tried to attain it. They tried to work for it. They tried to gain the favor of God. And Paul says, wherefore, why did they miss it? Because they sought it not by faith, but as it were, by the works of the law. They wanted to work out a righteousness of their own. And you know, I'm glad to tell you, friends, and I think I should perhaps add it just at this point, where the Word of God tells us that man believeth unto righteousness. Oh, I'm so glad I can add those words at the close of this little message. Man believeth unto righteousness. You do not work for it, but you believe in the Lord Jesus Christ, and all the righteousness of God in Christ would become yours this moment.